What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
Yes, I missed Evelise.
I know.
My best friend on
best
my
friend.
Tabins. I know. I was like, yes, I can't wait to say Tabins together.
Tabins.
Yes. My bestie's back. We're back. The Tabin bitches is back.
I'm back and I'm better.
I wish I knew better.
I was definitely sorry. I thought you weren't going to I just said the wrong lyric anyway.
So I'm like, wait, I don't even know what I said.
We went with the fucking flow.
Yeah, we thought.
All right, bitches, let's get into it. We're talking about self-cares.
Self-cares. So let's get into like our definition of self-care.
Okay.
So like, what do you feel like self-care is? For males and females.
I think self-care, I just think it's about what you enjoy doing, what satisfies you, whether it's being alone. Like me, I love being alone. I need my time alone, whether it's watching a favorite show, taking a bath, taking a hot shower, reading something.
Right.
To me, that's self-care. People go to the gym.
Like, what makes you feel good?
Yeah, like doing things that make you feel good, whether it's going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting your iced coffee for the day, or Starbucks, my bad. You know, whatever. That's what I really think self-care, you know, boils down to. It's not, self-care is not about all, like, you know, beauty, skin. It's about making your soul feel good.
I feel like people have a different, like, self-care remedy. Like, everybody has a different way of expressing self-care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it has everything to do with always maintaining, like, your hair, eyebrows, nails.
Nails. Yes, exactly what I was saying. Like, I don't think it has anything. I do think that's a part of self-care, but I don't think it's everything. I think there's a difference. I believe self-care, it goes as far as beauty.
Right.
Such as, like I said, like, whether it's going on a jog, whether it's taking a bath, whether it's being alone, just getting what makes you, traveling, anything can be, it's what makes you feel good.
Right.
In your soul.
100%, yeah.
Like, I don't get my fucking nails done every week. I'll be the first one to fucking say it, and I don't give a flying fuck. Like, it's the truth. Like, it's reality. Like, I'm busy. Like, I don't got
to. Listen, like.
Yeah, my.
We're keeping it real. God. I mean, my nails ain't done right now. My gel is literally peeled off of my nails. They literally look disgusting.
Oh my God. I know. I got to go get my nails done tomorrow and a pedicure.
It's hard for me to keep up with my nails.
Feet's
like, I work
like the
all
fucking
week.
Grim Reaper over here.
Please don't talk about the feet. I can't. Like, I don't even have polish on my toes. That's disgusting. Like, literally, I look at them and they look like.
I know. I got to go get that taken care of.
And it's just
my
like,
hair, too. My hair is like orange.
I have orange roots.
Like, I got to get it together. But, like, you know, like, you're busy. Like, life gets in the way. Like,
I don't feel like you should all, like, I don't know. Like, when we put up the poll about should females always keep up with it, some people said, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be like, these fucking hobos. But they live in a fucking trailer. They don't know where the nail salon is. Meanwhile, we got a nail salon on every corner.
Somebody's gonna be making a tweet next.
Tapping bitches are dirty. That bitch is just crusty. I'm tapping out because these bitches are crusty. Oh well, like we're being
like,
honest.
No shit, they don't get their nails done. We see them in their pictures all the time.
Oh wait. I'll be the first one to admit it, because most people, if you're
fuck
listening
yous.
And you see my selfies in the mirror, me holding on my phone, I ain't got no polish on my nails.
I covered my toes a couple times in some selfies, yo.
You got to put the foot over
the
foot.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to like crunch the toes into the sand on the beach.
I'm rolling right now.
You gotta do that like pose where you're digging your toes into the sand because you ain't got no polish.
The worst is when you're down the shore and your shit's fucked up.
Everybody looks at your feet down the shore. Like,
dude, I'm cracking up. Yeah, real shit. It's the truth though. Like, fucking like it's in the way. And like, honestly, I don't have patience when I'm in the salon, especially when they take forever. Like, listen, I appreciate you. You know, taking your time, getting all my dead skin off, and doing all that, but I don't have time to sit there all day. Like, that shit's annoying. That's why I started getting gel, because it's quicker. I used to get Arcrux because I bite my nails like a caveman.
Me too.
And I don't, I have like,
no nails.
I have no nails. Like, I dead have stubs. Like, it's gross. And they look stupid with gel, but I don't care. Like, at least they're painted, because I don't got time to fucking sit there all day. They're shaving it down the same spot. I'm like, yo. And then acrylics break, and that's the worst. Yo. Like, dude, for example, when we went to fucking Ocean City, my fucking nails were breaking. I'm like, yo, I'm in the pictures, fucking cripping my fucking hands up and shit. Like, I'm doing the crip sign and shit. Like, I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm like trying to cover my nails and shit. Like, because, like, because it looks disgusting when an acrylic falls off. Because your fucking nails are like,
fucked
up. That was
my life. I was heavy on acrylics forever.
Yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
I had like long ass ones, and no matter what.
We went together.
Dude, they would always come off. And I looked like, I feel like it's trashy when you have one acrylic off. Just like at that point, just take
dude,
them off.
I
look
like
a refill.
A Seattle Philly trash bag.
Yeah, Seattle Philly trash.
That's what I was like.
And I stopped getting them because one day I was in work and I had my pinky nail, yo, hit like something.
Yeah.
And my real nail came off. And I was like shaking. There was all this blood. I didn't feel nothing because my like adrenaline was fucking pumping.
Yo, like, not for nothing. What's my dog doing? Fucking upstairs?
Where did he just go?
He's like humping upstairs. It's making all this noise.
I had to let him into the
It happens. It's Ari. It's just a little
dog. He's trying
dog.
To do some self care upstairs.
Yeah, we got him all gassed up. He's like, let me the fuck you up this leash,
yeah,
dude. Now
I
gotta go
do
some self-care.
But yeah, fuck that. I couldn't keep up, especially like in my job. I can't have acrylics. I have to have like,
yeah, when you work in a hospital, you're not allowed to, because
like,
the dirty ass bacteria that can get up in them bitches.
And yeah, like, it's just, I wasn't in for it anymore. It's hard to keep up with. That's like 60 hours every nail salon trip. Like,
oh my god, they're gonna wreck us even more.
I don't
now.
care.
They're gonna wreck us.
I don't
even
care, because
now.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, Jen, because let me tell you something. Most of you bitches listening, you're laughing because you're guilty too.
Yeah,
you just went to Rite Aid and bought the press-ons for the occasion. Stop
shit.
Playing with me.
Yeah,
stop
shit.
Playing with me. We're tapping ins. Mm-hmm. We're getting real, because you just went to CVS or Rite Aid, got your little fucking press-on nails.
I will say, I never wore a press-on nail.
I did when I was little.
Yeah.
I used to be like, Mom, like, buy these for me. Like, I'm 12 and I want to look like 30. And then, like, it would
I was
be like
never,
the fake glue.
I never got my nails done, dude. And one of our close friends,
yeah,
used to say shit to me all the time about it. She knows who it is, who I'm talking about. I'm like, why don't you get your nails on? Because I'm not you. That's why. Because I don't got time. Okay.
Yeah, I don't either.
I
can't paint my
own
nails.
I said, because I bite them, and then it's a waste of money. Because I bite the stupid gel off too. Like, I gotta. I bought my nails. I got a problem. I don't know.
I bought mine too. Don't get me wrong. We get our nails done.
Yeah,
don't get it fucked up.
Like, I got a nail lady and all.
Like, I got her number. All I got to do is
too.
Send
She'll
a text,
kinda,
and she's
yeah.
like, she throws all yous off the boot, and I'm in.
Yeah.
So don't get it twisted.
Now,
all
see,
right,
my
tappings.
Eyebrows, like, I'm good with that. I'm usually, like, on point with my eyebrows.
I feel like your eyebrow hair don't grow fast, though. Like, mine don't either. Mine are,
it
like, circular.
Suck. They suck,
but
yeah.
those people that, like,
but when I don't get
leeches.
Them done, like, sometimes I'm like, all right, I got to get them done. Because they're not, like, coming out right when I try to fill them in. So I do try to keep up with them, though. But I like when I grow my eyebrows out. Because I feel like the more I grow them out, the thicker they look. And they look nicer.
Yeah.
All right, back on track, yo. Like, back the fuck on track.
Like, I'm cracking up because we're like all over. But like, I feel like, yeah, like, you don't have to maintain self-care every single day. But like, come on, here's the thing. If you got
and there's difference
underneath
self-care
your fingernails,
goes farther. Yeah, you're a dirt ball.
Me.
Yeah, I know. Like, joking about ourselves.
Wait,
again.
I'm holding them up.
Dirt balls.
Come on, I'm guilty right now. Like, I'm having, it's
I
been
know.
Rough. The pandemic's been rough. It's icy outside. Homegirl hasn't gotten to the nail salon.
You know this shit's been happening since the pandemic. Stop lying, bitch.
True.
Don't be blaming it on the pandemic, bitch. This shit's been happening since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Real shit.
But, like, I get my hair done still. Shout out to my hair girl.
That I'm about to start growing, too.
She's bomb. She was on our Instagram story. I'm not going to say her name, but Hair by Doe on Instagram. She's bomb.
Yeah,
always
I'm about
makes
to.
My hair
I, just
come
said,
out good.
I just said that to you. I'm about to go to her because my roots are orange.
So you know who you are. Shout out to you. The best. She has the best hair. Yes. So I always keep up with that.
All day.
Like, shaving my legs.
Yeah,
like,
I do that too.
Females should maintain, like, shaving your legs. Like, No Shave November was, like, that was, like, disgusting when I seen that at one point. Like, come on, fucking cavemen. That's gross. Yeah.
No, I definitely keep up with
There's shaving. Certain things you I have to
like,
keep
up
with.
Yeah, I just like feeling smooth on my legs.
Especially when you put the lotion on.
Yeah, my armpit hair grows back fast, though.
So does mine.
Dude, that's the worst, yo.
You gotta like, shave that every shower. Yeah. Every shower, yo. You're like, fuck, man.
Yeah, I know.
You lift it up, you're like, come on.
Especially
already
me,
stubbles.
My bum arm. I'm like.
Stubble one and stubble two. You gotta fucking shave them down again.
Dude, I remember when I got my surgery and I couldn't lift this up. It was so hairy. My right underarm. I couldn't lift my fucking arm up to shave it, dude. I was like, damn. Like, ew.
Oh, well, you had a reason.
I know.
Surgeries, you know. What else? Yeah. Like, I feel like females, though. Like, there's a lot of females that, like, I see that do keep up with me. Like, there ain't no shame. Like, if you're going to the nail salon, hair salon, tanning, going to the gym, like, you're doing that shit consistently every week.
Look for you.
Shout out to you, but
bitch.
I don't have it in me.
Like, right.
I work. I'm tired.
Right.
Like, I'm exhausted. I don't even have to do anything. I'm tired.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, the nail salon, it takes a lot of your time. Like,
it does.
You're sitting there.
And then they make you soak for like 40 minutes because they got to, like, you know, wait, work on other people. Like, what are you doing? I'm like disintegrating in here.
Literally. Like, so, another thing that I think, you know, self-care is stereotyped is when it comes to skin.
Yes.
You know, if you get a pimple or if you struggle with acne, it's like, oh, what's she using? Like, she's got pimples all over her face. Like, not for nothing. First of all, karma's a cunt. Okay?
And people swear people don't wash their fucking face.
You can get acne. Acne is something that your body produces.
Thank you.
And anybody can get it. It's not because you don't wash your face. Yes. If you don't wash your face, yes, you're going to obviously break up. But there's people that...
Break up?
I was going to ignore it. Like, all right, hopefully like nobody heard it, but break out. But, like, you can't help it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's first of all, it's hormones, it's genetic, it's the oils that your body produces.
It's a
lie. It boils down to scientific things. I hate that, though. I mean, people, you break out during your period, too. I just hate that people stereotype, like, if you have acne.
And when people have really clear skin and they see, like, one pimple on your face and they're, like, staring at it the whole time and you're like, fuck, like, they're normal. Like, I feel like, all right, so I'll speak upon myself. I have bad skin. And I, for the first time.
Yeah, but your skin came such a long way.
It definitely did. Like, I mean, a
like
long
crazy.
Fucking way. I struggle with bad skin my whole life. Like, maybe, like, mid-high school, because, like, ninth grade, I had clear-ass skin. Mm-hmm. And I think 10th, 11th grade, that's when I started breaking out, and it was just bit more and more and more. And I'll be the first fucking person. I wash my face probably more than anybody does.
Yeah.
I do so much to my
you
face.
Yeah, you do. You're always doing face masks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Face masks. I
got
everything.
Got, like, fucking batons and shit, lasers that light up for your face.
Like, I've done everything. So, like,
I'm like,
here's
yep,
the thing.
That's fine. What's this machine?
When people, like, recommend things to me, it annoys me because, one, I already
tried
all
everything.
Of it. Like, and two, like, I didn't come to you for advice. Like, worry about yourself, not about me. So, listen, I felt secure enough to post my first bare face skin picture on Instagram, and I received so much love for it, and I like love that so much because I'm like, see, like, obviously, like, a lot of girls that I'm friends with and that I see on a daily basis and on Instagram, social media is the worst with that. I feel
yeah,
insecure
meanwhile,
because
hippies are blaring it out.
Well, that's another thing. Like, listen, I don't edit
like,
my pictures. Like, I just wear makeup and put
it.
A filter on, but I can post a
Everybody
bare face
puts
picture.
A filter on, but there's girls that literally download apps and...
Oh, yeah.
Downloading no goddamn motherfucking app.
Yeah, but, like, I can
Dude,
be bare-faced to fuck. But, listen, ain't nobody gonna fucking say, turn around and say to me that I don't wash my face, I don't take care of myself, I don't do self-care, because I do.
Yeah.
Like, man,
yeah.
My nails might
not
be done,
too. Not
but
for
I did a fucking $20 face mask last night. Don't fuck with me.
Oh,
I really
God.
I did the gold face
They're
mask.
They're gonna come at us again. $20? Well,
them bitches
Sephora's is fucking, like, $75, $85. Like,
Like, some of your opinions are shut up. Like,
real shit. But yeah. I do want to talk about, we might as well real quick. I do have a lot of, you know, skin products I do like. I'll name the drugstore brand ones because you ain't getting the you know, the power one. We don't get a lot of, we need to start getting more views and then we can put the tea.
Then we'll spill the beans.
I do recommend Pixi.
The fuck is Pixi? Pixi dust?
I hope I'm fucking saying it right. Yeah, Pixi. Let me show you a picture.
Oh, she's got a look.
Guys, I'm pulling out. Yeah, of course.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, you're going to be like,
Where'd you get it from?
Target. They sell it everywhere. It's a of course it's not coming up. Yeah, I'm definitely saying.
It's probably a wrong name. Watch it be like Winn-Dixie or something.
No, Pixi.
Oh.
It's spelled, look, Kmart up in Target.
What's it, a skincare line?
They don't have their own website. Here, well.
I'm crying.
The Pixi?
Oh, yeah. I never knew that was the name, but I seen it in Target. I was just there yesterday.
Really good, like, toners. Their under eye treatments. Like, I do love everything about, they're a good drugstore brand.
I like the Ordinary has a lot of good shit.
I fuck with the Ordinary a lot.
My skin was clear enough from that red,
You told me to get that. You said it was burned.
It really was. It was burns the shit out of your face.
I think the shit that burns works. Yeah, the Kate Summerdale exfoliate or burnt.
Yeah, eats away all the shit. I loved it. I was like, yeah, feel the burn.
Yeah.
Not too much because you don't want to fucking fry your face off. But yeah, you want to feel like you're getting clean.
Yeah.
You've always been into like specific skin, like washes and shit like that. Like, I'm allergic to a lot of shit, so I always got to be careful. But like,
I always took things for you.
Yeah, that's why I told you before you said you wanted to.
I should just drop out and just go to the esthetician school.
But you would do good with it because you're so into it. So fuck not getting your nails and shit done because at least like you maintain good self care.
Yeah, like,
I
maintain
all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're really into that. Like,
yeah.
I'm on Accutane right now, so I can't do fucking jack shit. But in 6 months, my skin's going to be looking like a fucking glazed donut. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But your skin
right
came a long way. So that medicine's going to light bulb.
And all of my cousins and stuff struggle from the same thing. So
it's genetic.
So
don't mean you're dirt
ball. My face. Well, we put up another poll because we put up a bunch of polls and questions on our Instagram, which makes it fun because you see the feedback.
Yes.
Which I love always. Was for women, like, how do you feel about men getting their nails and toes done? I will speak and say I don't see a problem with it because hygiene is everything, but I don't like clear coats. Like, I wouldn't
either.
If my boyfriend had a clear coat.
No.
Like, to me, that's just like a little too far. And if you feel different, that's you.
Why is your nails spark on?
Yeah, like, no.
Why is your nails look nicer than mine?
Yeah, like, go get a mani pedi. Go clean yourself, especially
like
construction workers.
Because, you know, listen, you have,
dudes.
Like, dead skin and all that.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, let them pick in the toes, the little piggies and your nails.
Get them fucking.
But why are you getting a clear coat, cause?
Yeah, I think that's going far. Some females like it. They're like attracted to that. They're like, yeah, he's got a fucking clear coat. I'm gonna bang him. And then I'm like, dude, what? His nails are fucking nicer than yours. Like, he didn't even take you to get a mani pedi, and he got himself one.
Yeah, nah.
Like, the fuck?
Oh shit.
I'm just saying.
But
I do believe like that's all right. Like, a lot of people were writing like, yes, I love it. Hygiene's everything. I agree with you. And then some people were saying, ew, like, that's a complete turnoff that they think it's weird. And I agree with that, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't
just the
like,
clear coat part.
How do you feel about guys getting tanning? Because I don't like that.
No, I don't either. Like,
I don't like that. I think that's like, nah. Like, what are you doing, dude?
I feel like,
and
there's
like,
certain
I'm not coming
going too far with certain things. Like
if
I don't
you get
know.
A spray tan, it's over with. I mean, you're just like drawing.
Like, this isn't Jersey Shore. Like, they can get away with it. Like, they get paid.
Yeah, like, they were gassing it up. Like,
yeah, I think, yeah.
But, like, that shit's not, like, that's, I don't know.
I don't like it.
No. And guys, like, don't look bad.
Like, I barely go to the tanning salon, so,
yeah.
Like, let alone.
Bar you.
Yeah, I don't know.
My boyfriend used to, dude. That stopped real quick. I was like, nah, that's too pretty boy for me.
Yeah,
well, sorry, it is. Up. Like, that's too pretty boy for me. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're tanning?
Maybe for some females, that's like, you like that, but like,
well, that's us, them. We're that like, ain't fuck it. That. We're like, fuck that. Like,
we ain't getting down with that shit.
No. Like, what are you coming down to a tanning salon for?
What
did
he say that he liked going tanning for? Like,
honestly, I never asked him. Should we call him? So.
Put it on speed. All right, we're calling. We need to find out. What the fuck? What are you doing?
Yo, I have a question. Where are you at?
I'm at John's.
Oh, all right. Real quick, though, you're on speaker for the podcast. What, when you, remember when you used to go tanning?
Yeah.
What, like, what made you go tanning? Like, what did you like about it? I'm just curious. Because I never asked you.
I don't know. I didn't like my skin to be pale. So I went tanning. It was wintertime out. There was no sun out, so I went tanning. I know it's a girl's thing.
Oh, well, no, that's what I was saying. I said it stopped real quick because I said that's too much of a pretty boy thing, and you haven't went since. But I never, like, I never asked, like, why did you go to, like, what made you like it? So I was like, all right, well, let's call him.
Yeah, no, that's why.
So you didn't like being pale?
Yeah, I don't like being pale, no. Would you like being pale?
No, but I aren't. All right, I'm hanging out with all of you. Thanks. Tappins, bye.
All right, so there we go. He didn't like being pale. I feel that, but like he said, like it is like kind of like...
Well, he even admitted it. It's a girl it's thing. A girl so there thing. You it's go. You were thing. Doing a girl thing. And like, it immediately stopped because I said, like, that's girly girl. Like, it that's is. Too pretty boy.
For us, like, we're just on that.
And I think he got queer codes, too.
Oh.
I'm dead serious, but that shit stopped. Yo. And I was like, honey.
Jen came around and she was like, yo, this pretty boy I got, like, go.
Man up.
She tapped in real quick. She said, here we go.
He
no,
did
none
get
of that.
Queer codes. He did.
I think he did say it. Remember when we were outside? He was saying it.
He did get queer codes. That shit stopped. Because that's like, no, you're giving me anxieties.
Like, one of our good friends wrote back about the clear coats and said, should be a lot more common. No, it shouldn't.
No.
Come on, who are you kidding? You don't look at a man's nails.
No, she didn't. Is she nuts? She's got nerve. Wait until I FaceTime her.
Yeah, like a couple people were writing that they think it's awesome because they feel like guys should maintain self-care and whatever. I feel that. But I just
I'm
think
still
it's
mind
a little
boggled
too much.
By who you just told yeah. me said that. I'm
I think
boggled.
It's too much.
Her fucking like, response.
What are you getting a clear coat for, though? You know what I mean? Like, you're getting nail polish on. Like, I get, like, construction workers,
give me just
trash
a little,
dudes.
Give me just a little more dazzle.
Yeah.
With their angel.
Hold on, wait. The pinky doesn't have enough coat.
Give me, just make it a little sparkly
yeah,
for me.
Like, for all that, just get a color on there. You're, like, the fuck?
What we do today? Clear coat.
Like, eyebrows. I don't think nothing's wrong with men getting their eyebrows done because
sometimes it's out of pocket.
If you got
them
leeches,
yeah.
Like, you got to get them done. Like, you're not going to be walking around here like Oscar the fucking Grouch
shit.
Scaring me. Like, you got to
right.
get them eyebrows
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, especially, like, the fucking, what's
yeah.
it called in the
Unibrow.
Middle? Unibrow. Unibrow. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a scary sight. Yo, get that shit waxed.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, that's, you know, like, I don't know, men just, like.
Eric, dude, how about when we were planning the trip and he was dead trying to tell me that he was going to get a haircut the day of? I was like, John, you're not getting a fucking haircut the day of when we're flying out to Miami. Like, what are you talking about? Because if I get it done the night before, it's going to start growing back. Are you fucking kidding me? It's going to start growing back?
Yep, I know how that is.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's a little too much. Like, come on now.
Nah, it's going to start growing back overnight. Yeah. Hey. We're back.
What's we're back. The, like, are you fucking with Chia Pet? Like,
yeah.
No.
Chia.
Like, relax. You got all weekend for your hair to grow.
Like, I can't. Please tell. I can't. I was like, we're going to miss the fight, you fucking idiot. Talking about your hair is going to grow back.
Like, come on. Please stop.
They're just extra.
So we'll go back to, like, a females, because we're trumping the dudes.
Yeah, I know. We're getting dead.
I hurt their feelings. Don't tap into this one.
Male abusers. That's going to be the next one.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, for my self-care, like, bubble baths, the gym, drinking my lemon water.
Yes.
Reading a book every once in a while.
A book.
A book. Lighting a fucking candle. My strawberry shortcake candle. Yes. Like, putting good smells on. Like, that stuff makes me feel good.
Yes.
But I'll keep up with self-care. Don't get it twisted, like we said. But, like, now it's hard because there's, like, really nothing to do.
Right. There's nothing to do. So that means you're ruining all of it.
In the summertime, I do keep up more. I'll paint my own toes, like we said, because, like, you go to the beach, yo.
Dude, I hate that. That's the fucking worst. I remember meeting a friend that fucking just said, it should be more common. We're fucking doing, we were going out. And I'm like, and we were both like, damn, dude, we ain't got our toes on.
Dude, it's the worst.
And I was like, well, you gotta paint mine. Because I don't know how to paint mine. Especially she's painting mine.
Especially when you wear open-toed shoes. Sandals, forget it.
And then they dry up all fucked up. Yeah. And they're crusty and shit. And you're like, all right, well, you're not going to be able to see that
better
in the
than
picture.
Nothing.
Yeah, I can't, dude. We sound like... Yeah, well, I... Dude.
I'll say... We'll
this
say.
Fucking turned into, like, funny and shit. Self-care.
Because, like, I know there's people on the
they're definitely going to be calling us dirtballs.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yo, they don't
yo,
get their
they don't
nails
do
done.
Their nails, dude. They don't get their
Tara's
nails
got
done.
Dirt under her nails. Dude,
fucking crumbs.
Like... I clean my nails, but, like, quit playing. Like, look at me. I'm, like, defending myself.
I scrubbed them with a toothbrush. Leave me alone.
I do fucking do self-care, motherfuckers. Like, it ain't all about that, though. That's what we were just talking about, though. Like, that's exactly why I said don't be playing around, because most of yous listening right now, yous are staying at home looking at your toes and your nails, and they look like shit. Them joints look crusty. Your eyebrows probably ain't did. Your hair's uneven. You
and you're probably
dusty.
Not showered.
Yeah, so don't come at me, because we're all in the same boat right now. Like, women should be lifting women up. Telling them to go get their nails done.
The funniest is when you said, though, you were like, but the pandemic.
Yeah, I lied. It ain't even.
Yeah, I'm
cracking
on. I just
want to sound better a little bit. I'll keep it real.
But the pandemic has everybody in a funk right now. Bitch, stop playing. We've been this way since we came out the cootie cat.
For real. I just was. I'm not built like that.
Very.
Like,
me either. I'll be the first one to fucking tell you.
I grew up like I wasn't ended up doing it either. I maintain self-care in other ways. Make myself feel better. Like,
right.
I don't, like, get, some people feel really good when they always have their nails done, always have their eyebrows done, always.
What color did you get?
Go to tanning, always get their hair done. Like, I don't have the time, patience, and effort to fucking put into it every week. Like, I got shit to do. I work. I go to school.
Right.
I have responsible shit to do. Like, you won't find me at the nail salon every Saturday.
Yeah.
You won't find me, like...
Who the fuck wants to be in there on a fucking Saturday?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
your whole day, too.
I fucking hate seeing people when I'm getting my nails and feet done. I'm like, dude. Like, I'm
you gotta pick the color. You gotta sit there. Like I said, it's a 40-minute
soak. You gotta have conversation.
Soak.
I'm trying to fucking relax, dude. Like... I don't feel like talking to nobody, and I might sound ignorant, but, like, that's my, when I go, that's my
like
me
everything.
Time. I'm trying to chill, and you're, like, in my ear talking about, how's your mother doing? How's your father doing? Oh, I gotta make the pasta when I, like, I don't, like,
I'm trying to get my fucking nails done.
I'm trying to enjoy my massage. Like, I don't care what
you're like
making for dinner tonight.
You're like picturing gals in your eyeballs out. Like, stop talking to me.
Or that your son's getting married. Like, I don't give a fuck.
That's like going to the gym, too.
It's so annoying.
Every time I went to the gym, I would always have somebody come up to me like, dude, you see me working out. What the fuck makes you think I want to have a full-blown conversation? It's just like you get interrupted. That's why I don't like doing a lot of shit, because I always get bothered. Let me fucking work on my self-care. But then we got fucking Lazy Louise walking up to me. Oh, my God. Did you hear what happened to brothers, his cousins, his sisters, brothers?
I know.
And then I'm like, dude, I can't go anywhere.
I know.
You try to self-care and go shopping for healthy food, and you're like, oh, and you're like, what the fuck? I got to go to a different Acme now. Like,
yeah, so I just, you know, I think self-care just boils down, well, what makes you feel happy? And I feel like there's a tons of ways to go about self-care. It's not just about having your fucking nails done every week.
Yeah, so don't feel, like, guilty if you don't, because there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
The fuck? We know people are busy. We know people have responsibilities, speaking from us.
Right.
Like, that's not what it's all about. Right. And I feel like a lot of people put people down for that. Like, ew, like, you don't have your hair done. She never gets her hair done. She never has her nails done. Like, do you even pay your own bills?
Right. Exactly. Like, don't judge your book by its cover, because you don't know what that money's going through. Some people can't go and get their nails done every weekend. People have kids they have to take care of that they put first, and they actually work a job, and they have to go to work every day, and they don't have time to go get their nails done.
Yeah, people work shifts where they're closed when they're done.
People just fucking suck, yo. Like, they always got to judge and say something smart. Yeah, they can never worry about themselves. I guarantee you, you couldn't walk in that girl's shoes that don't got her nails done or her hair done.
But self-care is important. I feel like everybody should express self-care, what you feel like self-care is. If it's waking up and you've been feeling shitty all week and you're like, which I feel like it's hard to always maintain self-care. Like, I feel like I do it like once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have that set schedule.
But it's something.
Right. And I feel like it's important. Like, you wake up, you had a really shitty week. You run yourself a bath, light a candle, like, listen to music, go for a run. Anything you feel like that's going to uplift your mood, do it. That's your self-care.
Yeah,
and don't
let
nobody put you down for it.
Agreed.
Men, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. They're annoying.
Like, you just take it too far. You try to steal the shine away from the women.
Yeah, you're going tanning.
Like, come on now.
What are you doing?
Like, fucking clear coats. So, this was good.
It was good. I enjoyed talking about this episode. I think it was funny as shit.
And just real quick, so I can say to everybody listening, I feel like any male struggling with any insecurity and any flaw, I feel like you really should embrace your fucking flaws. Don't let nobody put you down.
Real shit.
Because you know your worth, and your flaws and your insecurities do not define you. You are beautiful. You're all beautiful. Make your money. Mm-hmm. Wake up.
And
do
go
your
about
thing.
Your motherfucking day.
And fuck what people have to say.
Yeah. You can't worry about it.
Blank.
People judge. It's the world we live in.
It's always going to be like that. But you have to be a strong enough person to be like, fuck what people say.
Yes.
Like, I'm still popping.
Right.
Like, poppin'. You're still worried
Brand
about me, though.
That's not even the lyrics. I'm a stupid bitch.
Let's get out. Because I would never. The last time I got the wrong lyric. So. But.
All right. So we appreciate everybody who's still been listening to Tappins.
It's only been going up from here.
Yeah, it's only been going up from here. Again, basic, follow our Instagram. It's tap_ins_podcast. That's where our updates are going to be, as you guys can see. And this was episode 8.
And if you're someone that you're
we have to plan something for the 10th episode.
We definitely do. But anybody that thinks that they want to be a part of a Tap-Ins episode, feel free to DM us.
Yes.
If you have any topics, send them to us.
If you guys want to, you know, if you guys have suggestions, feedback, send it to us. We could take it. We don't give a fuck.
And your shit's confidential. Like, we ain't like that.
Yeah, we don't put no names out there unless you give us permission.
Right, but I definitely like that when people send us stuff. And I feel like
you're one friend. Like,
you know, yeah, like, people are honest,
right
too.
To the point. He was like, so let me just tell you guys that you should do this.
And we were like,
yeah, like, we should. And that's how I think we should do it for the 10th
episode.
Yeah,
that's good. But,
so,
yeah.
All right, guys. We're tapping out. It's your host, Genevieve and Taylor.
And we're tapping
up
out.
This bitch. Love yous.
Love ya.
Axe out.